Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have what's called a classic Chabad story. The Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, taught us that we have to use the natural tendencies of a human being to serve Hashem. And one of them is that the mind rules over the heart. Now that, of course, is new to some people. Some people think that their mind has to follow the feelings of their heart. But the Alter Rebbe taught differently. And he said, no, the mind rules over the heart, and we have to use that in our service of Hashem. Once there was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe named Moshe Meisels, and this would be in around 1812, 1810, 1800, 1815, and there was a war. It was going on between the French and the Russians. The French were led by a very evil man named Napoleon Bonaparte. And although he acted as if he was a great liberator, giving people freedom, etc., but really his inner intention was to liberate them, to free them from serving God. And therefore the Alter Rebbe sided with the Russians against Napoleon. Even though the Alter Rebbe said that life would continue to be hard physically under the Russians, but the Jews would stay connected to Hashem. Whereas if the French would win the war against the Russians and conquer Russia, then although it might be easier physically for the Jews, but Napoleon would lead people away from believing in Hashem. And therefore the Alter Rebbe sided with the Russians, and one of the Hasidim who he sent to work for the Russians against the French was a chassid named Moshe Meisels, or Meislish. And Moshe Meisels knew a lot of languages, and therefore, the Alter Rebbe told him, he should become a translator for the invading French army, and this way he could eventually learn important military secrets that could be passed on to the Russians and help them to win the war against the French. And so it was. He became a translator for the invading French army. And as a translator, he was allowed into certain security areas and offices. And in fact, eventually he was working in the most important command office of the generals of the approaching army, of the invading army. One day, there was a sudden noise, and someone rushed in to the tent where the highest generals of the invading French army were gathered together, and it was Napoleon himself. He looked around with blazing eyes, and he saw Moshe Meisels doing his work, translating there in the tent, where of course he was secretly listening in on all the conversations and any information that he received that could be helpful to the Russian army, he would pass on to certain Hasidim and they would pass it on to certain other Hasidim until eventually it would come to the Russian army. And this helped them tremendously in their battle against the French. They always knew ahead of time all the secret plans of the French army. And Napoleon realized that someone was leaking information to the enemy. And he looked over, he said, who is that Jew there? And he rushed over with the flaming eyes and he placed his hand on Moshe Meisel's heart to see if his heart would be beating wildly because he was a caught spy or not, because he wasn't a spy. Now, of course, Moshe Meisels, like I just told you, was a spy. But because he had learned well the lesson of the Alter Rebbe, which is that the mind rules over the heart, he completely calmed himself and he made sure that his heart would not beat with excitement. And he just calmly answered, Your Majesty, I am simply a translator since I know several languages, and I'm working for His Majesty's generals to translate various items into different languages. When Napoleon saw how calm Moshe Meisels was, he realized that he was not a spy, because if he was a spy, he would have been so nervous that his heart would have been beating wildly, and he would therefore have given himself away. So, as Moshe Mizel told the story later, the teachings of the Alter Rebbe, that the mind rules over the heart, saved me, because I practice very often in making sure that my mind would rule over my heart. And that situation, clearly, that is what saved my life. Since I did not allow myself to become nervous and I remained calm, Napoleon did not suspect that I was a spy. How does this help us? Because in order to do Torah and mitzvahs, we have to have our mind rule over our heart all the time. Let's say, for example, someone shows us a delicious candy and we don't know if it's kosher, or maybe we know it's not kosher, but it looks very delicious, and the person saying, here, take this candy. Our heart might say, don't take a candy one time. What's the difference? But our mind has to tell us, no. Torah says never to eat something which we don't know if it's kosher, and we don't know if it's kosher, or maybe we know it's not kosher, and therefore not going to eat it. And that would be a hard test for a young child. But everybody at every age has these tests all the time. And we have to use our mind to rule over our heart and make sure that we keep on the derech of Torah and mitzvahs and always make the right decision to serve Hashem and not to, chas v'shalom, do something against Hashem. And when it comes to the geula, we know also that our sages tell us, and the Rebbe, primarily among them, that the time for geula has arrived, and we just have to have our trust in Hashem, and to completely put our effort into doing more learning of Torah, more mitzvahs, and bring about the actual geula. May it happen very quickly through your Torah mitzvahs, through my Torah mitzvahs, through all of us doing everything we can to bring Mashiach as quickly as possible. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.